Let's talk volunteering and coronation champions. Yes, we're looking at volunteering. Why do people do it? What do they get from it? I will certainly find out about one volunteer who became a coronation champion. I've got Dave Power, first of all, from RNIB. Thank you for joining us, Dave.
Hi, I'm one of the technology support coordinators, and in that role, we basically are volunteers as well as delivering a service, but we coordinate requests that come in a particular area, and we'll allocate the requests to various volunteers. It can range anything from trying to get a mobile phone, smart speaker, tablet working, right through to TVs, trying to sort out receptions on radios, why doesn't a talking player work, any form of technology.
You know, technology changes so quickly, you know, sometimes on a weekly basis. So do you rely on a lot of volunteers with a lot of different skills?
They acquire the skill over the time, and they tend to build up a core level. It's not as though we have got lots of volunteers around. It's more a case of we have a lot of very flexible volunteers to provide assistance.
We are going to chat with John in just a moment. He was nominated to be a coronation champion. What was the catalyst for that? Why nominate John?
I was keen to, promote the technology support service, and saw that if we could get one of the volunteers successfully nominated, it would help to raise the profile of the technology support being provided by RNIB.
And we have John with us. Congratulations, John, on the award. That must have been quite a surprise.
Yeah, thank you. Complete surprise, to be honest. Dave, you know, he checked with me ahead of time and said, hey, is it okay? I'm thinking about nominating you for this. I said yes, never expecting it to go anywhere, if I'm honest. I was grateful, still am grateful to Dave for nominating me. But then didn't hear anything about it for some time, and then got an email out of the blue. So, yeah, big surprise, a pleasant surprise.
So was it a trip to the palace, an award, a certificate? What did it entail?
It was a certificate and a pin badge, which is a lot nicer than it sounds, actually, when I describe as a pin badge, Coronation Champion Award badge. And they came in a nice little pack with some information and a cover letter. And invitation to the King's Coronation Garden Party, which was Buckingham Palace the Wednesday before the coronation. So just 2-3 days before, which was fortunately was a beautiful sunny day. So really fortunate with the weather on the day.
Yeah, no umbrella required. What was it like?
There were a lot of people there, obviously other coronation champions and their guests. There were members of the royal family there, obviously. King Charles and Camilla were there, and others. Tents laid out with tea and refreshments. A couple of bands playing, a chance to walk around the gardens, which I did. And it was just a really enjoyable afternoon.
So you're nominated because of the volunteering work you do. How did you get involved in the first place?
Yeah, I thought you would ask me this. The trouble is, it was so long ago, I have trouble remembering exactly. But I think what happened was I work full-time as well in IT, and I have done for my whole career. And so nowadays, most things are online. But back in the day, it was one of the kind of trade professional newspapers or weekly magazines or whatever that came round. I was subscribed to it, and I saw an ad in it that RNIB were looking for volunteers to do this sort of role. So I applied, and that's how I got into it originally.
So what kind of things do you get asked to do, or do you have a speciality?
I can kind of help with almost anything, because I find that first of all, I think working in IT helps me. I feel I've got a good kind of understanding of the technology, but also deal with people a lot as well. So I think if you can map the technology and the people side, then generally you've got a good grounding. You don't need to be a deep technical expert at all. When I say that I can cope with most things, that's because I've been doing it for some time now, and you pick up experience as you go along. If there's something I don't know, I tend to ask someone. If I'm helping someone with something out and I notice that they use it in a certain way, I will ask them, you know, hey, how does this help you? And I'll just Remember that knowledge, because you never know when it might help you with somebody else.
You've been volunteering for quite some time now, and you have a full-time job as well. I suppose that shows the flexibility that can come with volunteering as well. What has made you stay so long? What do you get from volunteering?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think you get a sense of achievement. You get a sense of personal pride that you've helped someone. You know, if I can spend a relatively small amount of my time, I can make a big difference to somebody else. An hour here or two of my time invested could mean that somebody's able to keep in touch with family and friends online, or do home shopping, or do something that's going to make quite a significant change to them. So I think that's it's the kind of bang for your buck, if you like, if you want to put it that way. It's a relatively small investment on my part, but a big change, a big impact potentially for the people you're helping. And that's what I get out of it. I think that sense of pride and sense of achievement that you've made a difference for someone.
And RNIB has a huge amount of voluntary roles, not just in the tech side of things like you guys, but what would you say to someone who's maybe considering or hasn't thought about volunteering it as an option?
Yeah, I'd say give it a go. I think you haven't really got anything to lose, because the support RNIB provide is really great. Weekly calls, training sessions, etc. I think that you're not expected to know everything, and help's available from other volunteers if you need it. You know, I think sometimes it can be a little bit daunting thinking, well, what am I going to get myself into here? But I think that the more you do it, the more experience you get, obviously, the easier it becomes. And you know, as I say, you're not expected to know everything. If you can't help with something, there are always other people there to support.
Dave, John obviously gets a lot from his role, and a vital role as well, but we're always looking for more people, aren't we?
We are definitely looking for more people. And picking up on the why do I do it, I had a recent example of a request which I went to, which was quite a long way away for me. It's somebody who is at the palliative stage of receiving face cancer. Unfortunately, as a result of treatment, he'd lost his sight in one eye and was going to probably lose sight in the other eye. He wanted to listen to audible books. He had an iPad, but he couldn't see to drive it, and he wanted to use his voice. And it so happened that we worked out that the best way to go forward was to get effectively invest in an Amazon Dot, which would give him the ability to control the audible books from his voice. Now, for somebody in the palliative care, and you're spending, say, half an hour, that makes a big difference, and you can tell the immediate difference it has. He also happened to be a cricket fanatic. And I said, well, you've got BBC Sounds you can listen to. That's where some of the things which we get. But I would say that we're looking for anybody who is not technically minded, but is able to provide assistance to, say, family and friends, to be able to help them with technology. So if somebody's had experience of assisting parents to be able to use technology, we would love to hear from you if you've got some spare time.
And there are a huge variety of volunteering opportunities. If you would like to find out more, then please do go to rnib.org.uk. You can drop the team an email to volunteering@rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. For the note to Dave and to John, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.